96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 5 years ago today, a D.C. woman saved the life of former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. She donated a kidney to him. Well, this weekend, Kim Dickens will host a kidney registration drive at Howard University Hospital to raise awareness about kidney disease. The National Kidney Foundation says 13 people die every day waiting on a kidney transplant, and there are 118,000 Americans on the waiting list. Well, tonight we'll talk about the importance of this issue in the African-American community and how you can save a life. My guests are LaToya Foster, Communications Director for Ward 8 Councilman Marion Barry, and Kim Dickens, Mr. Barry's organ donor. Later, we will hear from Dr. Clive Callender, a transplant surgeon at Howard University Hospital, and Vicki Johnson, a kidney donor who saved the life of a family member. Now, if you want to be part of this conversation, and you should be, give me a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Kim, LaToya, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you so
and
much,
we wanted
Harry.
To say that Mr. Barry was scheduled to be participating in this, but of course we know that he is recovering from an illness and was not able to make it, but certainly we wish him good health. So, LaToya, first and foremost, how is he doing?
Well, let me tell you, Harold, our dear Mayor for Life is so sorry that he could not be here today. He wanted to see you, of course, and hang out with his WHUR family.
I know he wanted to
yes,
see me.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He loves coming by here. But he is doing much better, Harold. You know, a lot of people were very concerned about his health, and I want to put some myths to bed and set the record straight on a couple of things. There were reports that he was gravely ill at one point. That simply is not and was not true. Councilman Barry is recovering extraordinarily well. He's doing great. He's in great spirits. He has been released from the hospital, and he is now taking physical therapy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And for the reason that we are here, how's his kidney doing?
Well, his kidney is doing great.
Great.
And he
mm-hmm.
wants to make sure that others out there who may be in need of a kidney get exactly what they need. You know, he had a blessing come into his life, this heaven-sent angel over here by the name of Kim Dickens. But others may not have the opportunity that he has. So he wants to raise awareness to this issue. And let me tell you, Harold, Marion Barry is and always will be a champion for the people. That man worked so hard from his hospital bed to see this vision come to life.
He worked. So what happens on Saturday? Because we want to make sure that people come out to get registered. So when is it? Where is it?
I'm going to pitch all of that to Kim.
Okay, well, Kim, you tell me. Let's put you on the job.
Hello, Harold.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here this evening. Mm-hmm. We are holding our 5th anniversary kidney drive in honor of our anniversary mm-hmm. on Saturday, February 22nd at Howard University Hospital in Freedman's Hall from 9 to 4 p.m.
Oh, it's all day.
It's pretty much all day.
Pretty much all day.
In
mm-hmm.
fact, we will be having a panel discussion from 12 to 1:30 p.m. and then a donor reception from 7 to 9 p.m.
So for those who want to come up and register, what does that entail? What do they have to do?
Okay. Well, if you come out, and we hope that you will come out to the hospital, you can fill out a form, and we'll have the National Kidney Foundation will be there, as well as the Washington Transplant Regional Transplant Community will be there with educational information and donor information, and you'll fill out a form. And you'll make an appointment to come and have your blood tested. Mm-hmm. That's the first step in being a live donor. Now, for those that want to donate as Cadaver donors.
Mm-hmm. After passing, certainly.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. There will be forms there to fill out to have that indicated on your driver's license and other forms of identification mm-hmm. there. But the Kidney Transplant National Foundation will be there to have all that. We'll have all that information available.
Tell me quickly, just the short version of how you were connected to Mr. Barry and how you made that decision.
Well, Mr. Barry and I have been friends for many, many years prior to the kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was
go ahead.
He invited a group of friends out for dinner, which was not unusual, one evening, and he explained to us his situation, gave us his diagnosis and his prognosis, which was that he was in kidney failure,
mm-hmm.
and would have to go on dialysis,
mm-hmm.
and that how this would limit his ability to serve his ward and serve the city, because he would have to, of course, be on dialysis 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. So
and
how did you make that decision?
He said that he would need a kidney. And I right away volunteered and say, hey, I'll give you mine.
Were you scared?
Not a problem. Not at all.
Why not?
Well, I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and I understand the process, and I understand what it means to donate an organ. And I honestly believe and truly understand the science behind kidney donation. And I agree with many others that we have two so that you can donate one and give one to someone else in need.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the foundation also, because there's information on there. There's a new foundation that you and Mr. Barry established specifically to deal with this real quick.
Yes. The name of the foundation is the Barry Dickens Kidney Foundation. And you can, the website is BarryDickensKidneyFoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that want to donate, register to donate a kidney, can call the organization at area code 202-654-6443 or come out Saturday at Howard University, February 22nd,
okay.
from 9 to 4.
We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Need to take a break. If you want to get in on this conversation, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about kidney disease transplants and how you can save a life. My guests are Kim Dickens, a kidney donor for D.C. Council member Marion Barry, Dr. Clive Callender, transplant surgeon at Howard University Hospital, and Vicki Johnson, a kidney donor who saved the life of a family member. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Callender, let me ask you briefly, how severe is kidney disease in the African-American community, and what are the causes of it?
Kidney disease is one of the most important killers in the African-American community, and it is caused principally by diabetes, number one, and then hypertension, number two. These are the two commonest causes of kidney disease. Now, diabetes is a very common illness in the African-American community, and poor control of the sugar and diabetes is the reason that most kidneys fail. High blood pressure, hypertension, is the second most common cause, and again, it's a silent killer. And therefore, if you don't get your blood pressure checked periodically once a year or so, it affects the African-American community after the age of 12. So that if you don't get your blood pressure checked as a young person, forever, and by the time you discover it, it's too late and you need to be on dialysis. So that it is something that the African-American community has to become part of the solution, because we are so disproportionately afflicted and affected in comparison to other ethnic groups.
Vicki, how did you become a donor? Because you are also, like him, a lifesaver. What's the story?
My story, very quickly, and thank you for this opportunity to share it. Simply, my cousin, the sister of the recipient, sent an email to the family, just explaining about my cousin's situation. And he was in his late 30s, young, three young children, married, and said that he was being put on dialysis. He had taken some over-the-counter drugs and went into renal failure. So he was completely healthy. Just one of those cases. And she said that he was on dialysis. However, he had another option. He had just been placed on the donor list, the registry list. And the other option was that if he could find a living donor, it would stop him from having to take dialysis, and he could, you know, really regain his health and get his quality of life back. And he was, she gave us his blood type and said, you know, if any of you are a blood type match, that's the first step at that time, and that we would go, you know, to the next step after that. And I responded simply with a few words, you know, I'll get tested. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the chosen one.
I want to hear the rest of this on the other side of this break. We're going to continue to talk about this issue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Remember, Howard University Hospital this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock. Register to be a kidney donor. They're going to take your blood. It's not going to hurt that much. But remember, you have two of them. You give up one, you could save a life. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on this important issue after the break.